Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Michael.
And I'm Tiffany.
Now, you might be wondering why I'm talking like this.
Mm-hmm.
Does it kind of sound strange the way I'm talking to
it
you?
It does. What accent is that for?
Well, I'm trying to do my best Irish accent.
Because
today we're going to be looking at St. Patrick's Day.
Or St. Paddy's Day.
Or St. Paddy's Day. That's right. I've gone back to my normal voice because I don't do an Irish accent very well. But, of course, Ireland is a country in Europe. Right?
It's right.
In the west of Europe. If you look at England or Britain and look at that island just over to the west of Britain, then you see the island of Ireland.
Right.
And Ireland is famous for its culture, its writers. These days, it's probably most well known around the world for a lot of pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Right? U2 and the Cranberries and lots of famous rock bands come from Ireland, as does Riverdance, which was very popular here in Taiwan.
Tap dancing.
Yeah, so Irish culture, Irish food is very important. And Ireland is important because people from Ireland went over and settled in America and Canada, Australia. You know, if you go to New York, you might find a lot of people from Ireland or whose grandparents or great-grandparents came from Ireland. And in fact, the New York police force was almost all Irish 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in New York and you met a policeman, it was likely that he came from Ireland. So it's quite an interesting country. And there's one day of the year when all of us around the world, even if we're not Irish, like myself or
I guess you,
yes,
yeah.
We can still have that Irish spirit. And so we're going to be looking at that day. It's called St. Patrick's Day. So let's check out our article.
Happy Shamrock Day! I bet you dressed yourself up in green last week.
What do you mean?
March 17th was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I forgot though. As far as I know, it's an Irish festival, isn't it?
Yes, but now people celebrate this holiday in a lot of countries.
I didn't realize it was so widespread. Could you tell me more about its origins?
Sure, this tradition is from Ireland. As the legend goes, St. Patrick brought Christian beliefs to Ireland in the 5th century.
That explains the name, but what about all the green leaves?
St. Patrick used the shamrock to teach Irish pagans about Christianity's Holy Trinity.
This is starting to make sense to me.
Dress up. Dress up. Maria and her mom dressed up for her sister's wedding. Maria and her mom dressed up for her sister's wedding. Widespread. Widespread. Gangnam Style became a widespread song and dance in 2012. Gangnam Style became a widespread song and dance in 2012. Belief. Belief. Fred has strong beliefs in God and goes to church every Sunday. Fred has strong beliefs in God and goes to church every Sunday. Leaf. Leaf. The farmer took leaves from the plant to make tea. The farmer took leaves from the plant to make tea.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. Now, Patricia says, I bet you dressed yourself up in green last week. Okay, so why in green? Okay, let's take a look. But let's take a look at our first word, our word, dressed up. This phrase means to wear maybe like your best clothes or to wear a different set of clothes. You can maybe wear something even formal and fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you're going to a wedding, you might want to dress up and wear something really fancy and elegant, and you want to look nice. Okay? Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. Our sample sentence here is Maria and her mom dressed up for her sister's wedding. Maria and her mom dressed up for her sister's wedding.
Right, so because for a wedding, right, you want to look nice. So a man might wear a nice suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
A woman might wear, you know, a dress or a nice skirt or something. You wouldn't wear jeans or shorts or
right.
a t-shirt. In fact, we can use the opposite. We can say dress down.
Mm.
That means to wear something casual like jeans or shorts or t-shirts. So, you know, if you're going to a party and you're not really sure, maybe it's a birthday party. You know, some people, maybe if it's their 30th birthday or their 21st birthday, an important one, they might want to dress up and go to a nice restaurant. But if it's a casual, fun party like a barbecue or at the beach, it's a dress-down party. So if you're going to a party and you don't know, you might say to your friend, well, is it dress up or dress down? Should I wear something really nice or something kind of casual? And of course, in this case, we're dressed up in our best green clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out why green is the color in a little bit. So Brandon says, what do you mean? He's a little confused by Patricia's question. Well, what are you talking about wearing green clothes? I don't understand.
Yeah, so Patricia mentions that March 17th was St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
Okay, so that's why she asked him, you probably dressed up in green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does Brendan say?
Well, he says, oh, I forgot though. So he knows about St. Patrick's Day, but perhaps last week or something he was busy, he forgot, he didn't notice that it happened to be on, March 17th or St. Patrick's Day happened to go by last week.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, he says, it's an Irish festival, isn't it? So he does know a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. As far as I know, you're kind of saying, I know a little bit, and this is what I know, right? So you're not really saying, I'm an expert, I know everything. You're kind of warning the person that, I don't know much, but this is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I know, it's an Irish festival, isn't it? He asks, just to check that information is correct, and it is.
Yes, it is, because Patricia then says, yes, but now people celebrate this holiday in a lot of countries.
Mm.
So it's not just restricted to people in Ireland or Irish people celebrating this holiday, but people all around the world can actually celebrate this holiday as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a great day to go down to your local Irish pub and, you know, have some Irish good times. Brandon says, I didn't realize it was so widespread. Okay, he didn't realize it was so widespread. You notice those two words, wide and spread. We'll get to that word power word in a second. And then he asks, could you tell me more about its origins? Okay, the origins of something mean where it comes from. What's the story of it? What's the history of St. Patrick's Day? It does have a story. And today, as he mentioned, Brandon said it's very widespread. If something is widespread, it's spread over a wide area. It covers a very large space. Okay, so things like radio. Radio is widespread. There's almost nowhere in the world you can go with a radio and you can't find, you know, music or a radio station. It's everywhere. You could say in Taiwan, 7-Elevens are widespread. Mm. There's probably one on top of Alishan and one in the smallest town and the smallest village in somewhere. Because they're everywhere. They're all over the place. They're widespread. Here's something that was widespread not too long ago. Gangnam Style became a widespread song and dance in 2012. Gangnam Style became a widespread song and dance in 2012. People from Australia to Alaska and Argentina to Andorra were all dancing to Gangnam Style. It was widespread. It was everywhere.
Yeah, it was really popular.
It was too popular.
Way too popular. Wonder what happened to him now. But
people got tired of it.
Probably. All right, so next Patricia then says, sure, this tradition is from Ireland.
Mm.
As the legend goes, St. Patrick brought Christian beliefs to Ireland in the 5th century.
Mm.
Okay, now when you say something is as legend goes, it means that as the story goes. Okay, because people pass on maybe the story through the word of mouth. So maybe according to some Christian beliefs, he passed down these traditions down to the people in Ireland. So I'm not quite sure what kind of beliefs he brought, but then he definitely kind of passed the religion down to the people in Ireland.
Yeah, before that, people in Ireland didn't worship Jesus or God or anything like that. They had their own local gods, like mountain gods and river gods and things like that. So he brought in this whole idea of, you know, going to church and Jesus and that kind of thing. Another funny thing that they say about St. Patrick, do you know that there are no snakes in Ireland?
Really?
Yes, in the country of Ireland, I think even today, there are no snakes. Well, because it's an island, and snakes don't swim very well, as you can imagine. But the story goes that before St. Patrick, there were lots of snakes there.
Oh.
And of course, you know, this was trouble for people. People would get bitten by the snakes. St. Patrick used the power of God to drive all the snakes, to push all the snakes into the ocean where they died. So that's the story. That's why there are no snakes in Ireland today. St. Patrick cleared that problem up for everyone, too. Of course, when we talk about religion, we talk about someone's beliefs. If you're Buddhist, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, Muslim, whatever it happens to be, this is your religion or your belief, something you believe in strongly. It doesn't have to be religion, but of course, in this case, when we're talking about Christianity, the Christian belief or the Christian religion is just about the same thing. For example, what could we say for belief? Do we have a sentence?
Yes, we do. And our sample sentence is, Fred has strong beliefs in God and goes to church every Sunday. Fred has strong beliefs in God and goes to church every Sunday. So we see here that St. Patrick is actually, I understand why the people in Ireland kind of worship him and kind of find a day to celebrate him. He drove snakes away. And
yes, indeed.
Let's see what else he did.
Brandon says, that explains the name, okay? That explains the name of the day, St. Patrick. When we see saint, it means someone who is very important in the Catholic Christian Church. There are saints for almost every day. Some of the most famous ones would be St. Peter, St. Paul, people like that. They have big churches named after them and special holidays in the Christian calendar. So St. Patrick is the saint for Ireland, just as St. Andrew for Scotland, St. George for England. This goes back to the early days of the Christian belief. He says, that explains the name. Now, I understand St. Patrick's Day. I understand the name. But what about all the green leaves? Yes, that's another thing that you will often see around Ireland or St. Patrick's Day, is a three-leafed plant. So there's two leaves here, one on the top. They're all green. A leaf, of course, is one little part of a tree. When trees are green, the green part of the tree is the leaves, okay? So the leaves make up the color of the tree, we could say. For example, we could say the farmer took leaves from the plant to make tea. The farmer took leaves from the plant to make tea. And of course, yeah, tea leaves are just dried out and we use them to make tea.
That's right. So Patricia then says, St. Patrick used the shamrock to teach Irish pagans about Christianity's Holy Trinity. Okay, so before we get into this sentence, let's first take a look at our 英文快译通.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天我们要教大家英文中不定词当形容词跟副词的用法差异，这两者之间到底有什么不同呢？现在就我们一起看看吧。首先，我们来看看不定词用来当作形容词的用法。不定词用来当作形容词的时候，我们会把它放在需要修饰的名词后面，也就是名词加上 to v。例如 ，Who has the key to lock the drawer? Who has the key to lock the drawer? 谁有抽屉的钥匙？这里的不定词 to lock。就是用来修饰前方的名词 the key， 用来形容它是怎么样的一个钥匙呢？是专门用来锁抽屉的钥匙。这就是不定词当作形容词的用法。好，接着再让我们来看看不定词用来当作副词的用法。不定词用来当作副词使用时，我们会把它放在需要修饰的形容词后面，也就是形容词加上 to v。例如I am glad to see you again. I am glad to see you again. 我很高兴能够再次见到你。这里的不定词 to see 就是用来修饰前方的形容词 glad， 用来补充说明我很高兴。 但为什么高兴呢？就是因为能够再次见到你。这就是不定词当作副词的用法。好，让我用我朋友 John 多举个例子给同学参考。John 的英文很不好，他常常跟我说 English is really hard to understand. English is really hard to understand. 英文真的很难懂。这里的不定词 to understand 就是属于副词的用法，用来修饰前方的形容词 hard。 他跟我说他觉得自己真的需要一个家教来教他英文。 I really need a tutor to teach me English. I really need a tutor to teach me English. 这里的不定词 to teach 则是属于形容词的用法，用来形容前方的名词 tutor， 表示是怎么样的一个家教呢？是教英文的家教。好了，经过家教老师的指导后，听说 John 现在的英文成绩突飞猛进。前几天听到这个消息，我也很替他感到开心。I was really happy to hear the news. I was really happy to hear the news. 同学们要不要猜猜看，我说的这句话是属于我们今天教的哪一种用法？没错，这是属于不定词当作副词的用法。这里的不定词 to hear 就是用来修饰前方的形容词 happy， 表示我开心的原因就是因为听到了这个消息。这样子同学们是不是都比较了解了呢？好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望各位同学都能够更了解不定词当作形容词跟副词的用法差异哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
All right, welcome back. So we see here that St. Patrick, he introduced the shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as a clover. And like Mike was talking about, it's a plant that has three different leaves on the sides and on top. And if you don't know what it is, you can look at basketball or like the NBA. The Boston Celtics actually have a clover or shamrock on their jerseys.
And notice the Boston Celtics wear white and green because like New York, Boston has a lot of Irish people in it. So that's why their ties to Ireland and the tradition of St. Patrick and all that stuff is very, very important. Yeah, it was useful because the Trinity in Christianity, of course, is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so there's three of them, and he used the three leaves, I guess, to teach someone. We should also mention a four-leaf clover, right? That's a very,
very
rare thing.
One.
Normally it has three leaves, as Tiffany explained, but sometimes if you're really lucky, you can find one with four leaves, and that's something you might want to save because it's quite unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they wrote a famous song about it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this is all starting to make sense to me, says Brandon. If something makes sense to you, you understand it. So he's learning more about the tradition, the history, and the story of St. Patrick's Day, like we are too.
Right.
And we hope you are, and we'll be back after a short break, so don't go away. Okay, so that's day one of our little introduction to St. Patrick's Day, but we're not finished, are we?
I know that we're going to learn a lot more about St. Patrick's Day, maybe some of the things that we might do on St. Patrick's Day as well.
Yeah, that's going to be tomorrow, so please come back, join us for that, and learn more about this wonderful and very interesting Irish holiday. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Vintage is the new black.
Vintage is the new black.
Hi. 今天早上起床后啊，我花了好多时间想要穿什么，想到最后时间都要来不及了，最后我就只好穿了一身黑。哎，不过黑色呢真的是百搭，随便穿都很时尚。通常不知道穿什么时候呢，穿黑色就对喽。剪裁简单利落的黑色衣服可以让你看起来就像是个时尚达人。但是除了黑色啊，最近有股新的风潮叫做 vintage， 也就是复古风，像是一些80年代夸张的剪裁和垫肩之类的。说到这里呢，我们就来讲讲今天的句子吧。 Vintage is the new black。 刚刚 Celine 呢，我说过黑色很时尚，那 vintage 复古风怎么会是新的黑色？那是什么意思啊？在这句话里呢，我们就是把黑色当作时尚的代名词，把黑色 black 和时尚画上等号。所以说呢 the new black 很简单，就是新的时尚潮流的意思哦。所以呢，整句话的意思就是 vintage 复古呢是最新的时尚潮流。最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子。 Vintage is the new black。大家赶快去翻翻爸爸妈妈的压箱宝，找找看你的 vintage 行头吧。小聚会 ，see you next time， bye。
Vintage is the new black.
Vintage is the new black.
Happy Shamrock Day! I bet you dressed yourself up in green last week.
What do you mean?
March 17th was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I forgot though. As far as I know, it's an Irish festival, isn't it?
Yes, but now people celebrate this holiday in a lot of countries.
I didn't realize it was so widespread. Could you tell me more about its origins?
Sure. This tradition is from Ireland. As the legend goes,St. Patrick brought Christian beliefs to Ireland in the 5th century.
That explains the name, but what about all the green leaves?
St. Patrick used the shamrock to teach Irish pagans about Christianity's Holy Trinity.
This is starting to make sense to me.
Dress up. Dress up.Maria and her mom dressed up for her sister's wedding. Maria and her mom dressed up for her sister's wedding. Widespread. Widespread. Gangnam Style became a widespread song and dance in 2012. Gangnam Style became a widespread song and danceIn 2012. Belief. Belief. Fred has strong beliefs in God and goes to church every Sunday. Fred has strong beliefs in God and goes to church every Sunday. Leaf. Leaf. The farmer took leaves from the plant.To make tea. The farmer took leaves from the plant to make tea.